Welcome back to Soundtrack Telling. Before the break, what you last heard, was The Pillar of Autumn by Martin O'Donnell from Halo Reach. Then you also heard Jurassic Park Gate from Jurassic Park by John Williams. From Western Woods to Beaver's Dam by Harry Gregson Williams. That New Car Smell by Michael Giacchino. Still can't get his name right. Michael Giacchino from Star Trek 2013. And The Nemesis by Neil Davidge from Halo 4. I want to tell you a story. It's not a long one, so don't worry. I'm not going to cause you to fall asleep or anything. It was blinding white. The snow was being picked up off the ground and pelting her in the face. The snow from the sky blew violently into her eyes. She was cold, and worst of all, she was lost. Every once in a while, she thought she could make out the silhouette of evergreen trees in the distance. But the blizzard and the snow that peppered her eyes made it difficult to tell. She knew full well that it would be better to take shelter under the trees than it would be to stay out here in the middle of it all. She continued to sift her way through the snow in the direction she believed nature's shelter may be waiting. Just then, she heard a loud crack and suddenly fell beneath the snowy terrain. Like the cold of space, her body began to freeze, her eyes chilled with pain, and her lungs struggled for breath. Icy water surrounded her on all sides, and she had no way of knowing which way was up or down, no way of finding the hole she fell through. She soon realized that all was lost and slowly began to give up, accepting the fate that awaits her. Just before death takes her, a hand reaches down from above and grabs her arm, lifting her up from the depths of the water to the surface. Gasping for air, she finds herself not far from the watery abyss that nearly took her. The storm ceased, and the sun was brightly shining its warmth on her face. She could see evergreen trees in the distance, and even a small cabin nearby. After coming to her senses and able to catch her breath, she looked around for the one who saved her. Not only was no one there, but the only footprints present was her own. She suddenly had a burst of energy to move forward towards the cabin that was beginning to appear abandoned. She was confused, scared, and in awe of what just happened. Where is the one who saved her from her icy grave? She had been wandering alone in the blinding snow on a path she created. Lost and confused, she found herself crashing through the ice into extreme, bitter, cold waters. Before the end takes her, she is saved. Who was it? Where is this person? She approaches the door to the old cabin, knocks twice, and the door slightly opens. As she enters, there sits in the fireplace wooden logs ready to be lit with the matches sitting nearby. She lit a match, touched the logs with the flame, and with no effort, the fireplace was lit, providing much-needed warmth. The bed was made and clean, and there were clothes just her size that were dry and warm. It was at that moment she knew, and sat on her bed in tears, praying to God for forgiveness and giving praise and thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ for saving her life in more ways than one. After the next couple of songs, I'm going to retell the story, and I want to see if you can figure out what was changed, and whether or not it changed how you viewed the story. Welcome back to Soundtrack Telling. I am the captain. Welcome to the show. We're getting close to the top of the hour, so there's not much to it. So before the break, what you heard was To the Stars by Tyler Bates from Guardians of the Galaxy film. And then after that was Westcliff by Russell Shaw from the video game Fable 2. So a moment ago, I said I would retell the story but change it up a bit. I want you to listen and tell me if something about the story changed. It was blinding white. The snow was being picked up off the ground and pelting her in the face. The snow from the sky blew violently into her eyes. She was cold, and worst of all, she was lost. Every once in a while, she thought she could make out the silhouette of evergreen trees in the distance. But the blizzard and the snow that peppered her eyes made it difficult to tell. She knew full well that it would be better to take shelter under the trees than it would be to stay out here in the middle of it all. She continued to sift her way through the snow in the direction she believed nature's shelter may be waiting. Just then, she heard a loud crack and suddenly fell beneath the snowy terrain. Like the cold of space, her body began to freeze, her eyes chilled with pain, and her lungs struggled for breath. Icy water surrounded her on all sides, and she had no way of knowing which way was up or down, no way of finding the hole she fell through. She soon realized that all was lost and slowly began to give up, accepting the fate that awaits her. Just before death takes her, a hand reaches down from above and grabs her arm, lifting her up from the depths of the water to the surface. Gasping for air, she finds herself not far from the watery abyss that nearly took her. The storm ceased and the sun was brightly shining its warmth on her face. She could see evergreen trees in the distance and even a small cabin nearby. After coming to her senses and able to catch her breath, she looked around for the one who saved her. Not only was no one there, but the only footprints present was her own. She suddenly had a burst of energy to move forward towards the cabin that was beginning to appear abandoned. She was confused, scared, and in awe of what just happened. Where is the one who saved her from her icy grave? She had been wandering alone in the blinding snow on a path she created. Lost and confused, she found herself crashing through the ice into extreme, bitter, cold waters. Before the end takes her, she is saved. Who was it? Where is this person? She approaches the door to the old cabin, knocks twice, and the door slightly opens. As she enters, there sits in the fireplace, wooden logs ready to be lit with the matches sitting nearby. She lit a match, touched the logs with the flame, and with no effort, the fireplace was lit, providing much needed warmth. The bed was made and clean, and there were clothes just her size that were dry and warm. It was at that moment she knew, and sat on her bed in tears, praying to God for forgiveness and giving praise and thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ for saving her life in more ways than one. What do you think? How was it different? What mood changed or didn't change? The first time we hear the story, there is no music until the ice cracks. And once it does, there is music of despair. Music that offers the emotion of no hope. Then we hear music that shows signs of some hope. That something really good could happen here. as we listen about the hand coming from above. But that emotion continues until she reaches the fireplace. Once the fire goes, the music transitions to more peaceful music, an emotion with a sense of accomplishment. I personally believe that the second one revealed more hope for the character of the story. At first, it seemed like this woman was actually enjoying her time in the blizzard. Then, as she fell into the water, it seemed more upsetting than the last time we heard this part. That's just me. Why? Because the previous music added character to the woman. We could sense that she was a more joyous individual who didn't even let the blizzard distort her mood. That's why I think the music, even though it was less intense, was more upsetting. Then, as she was rescued, it was more exciting and more hopeful for what was to come. That's just me. It was the exact same story, but the emotions that rose from the heart, from the mind, were different. The way the story was told seemed different. That is the power of music. That is the power of soundtrack music to any movie, TV show, or video game, or even an audiobook. Give the mind a chance to use its imagination, and it can take you anywhere. Well, my time here is nearly up. I had an absolute blast spending this time with you, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. And you know what? It's Friday! You're halfway there! Just a few more hours, and it's the weekend. Speaking of which, I am out of here. See ya. Have a great weekend.